Farnsworth, Brother and Sister, E.W. St. Helena, California, January 30, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Farnsworth, I cannot sleep after 12 o'clock. I am encouraging souls to examine their own hearts and to seek counsel most earnestly from God. Now is the time for us to afflict our souls by fasting and prayer. We cannot lay out the way in which the Lord will work, but we can follow the leadings and drawings of His Holy Spirit. We shall gain nothing by lifting up our souls unto vanity and in self-confidence. This I am saying in the visions of the night, in assemblies in Battle Creek. If ever the believers in Battle Creek needed the Holy Spirit's guidance, it is now. They need the deep moving of the Spirit of God, that they may give the trumpet a certain sound. Read the first 11 verses of the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Present the truth in its power, as it is in Jesus. Keep the mind stayed on God and imbued with His Holy Spirit. Present the affirmative of truth. Stand on the platform of eternal truth. But do not accuse. Say nothing to arouse enmity and strife. The truth, present truth for this time, will be meet in due season. Let plain, authoritative truth be presented with decided assurance and in the spirit of love and kindness, that the Holy Spirit's power may give force to the words spoken. You are surely where many souls have become confused, but Christ has promised, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end." Matthew 28, verse 20. We are to claim this promise. The Lord is not asleep or indifferent to our faith, and He will give knowledge and grace to all who will humble their hearts before Him. Have perfect faith in the promises of Christ. Teach them, He said, all that I have commanded you. Verse 20. The Lord has many precious souls in Battle Creek, and they need the very words of instruction that Christ has given for them. The gospel of Christ is full of love, rich in assurance and comfort. Every soul needs now to understand the foundation of his faith. In simple language and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, present the truth. We have the Word, that wonderful book, which contains the very instruction needed at this time. The testing time is right upon us. We must build upon the rock that will stand the storm of test and trial. As we see the fulfillment of prophecy, we know that the end of all things is at hand. Present the eternal principles of truth. Show what the Word of God declares is to take place on this earth. The God who gave Daniel instruction regarding the closing scenes of this earth's history will certainly confirm the testimony of His servants as at the appointed time they give the loud cry. All the messages given from 1840 to 1844 are to be made forcible now, for there are many people who have lost their bearings. The messages are to go to all the churches. Christ said, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." Matthew 13, verse 16, 17. Blessed are the eyes which saw the things that were seen in 1843 and 1844. The message was given, and there should be no delay in repeating the message, for the signs of the times are fulfilling. The closing work must be done. A great work will be done in a short time. A message will soon be given by God's appointment that will swell into a loud cry. Then Daniel will stand in his lot to give his testimony. The attention of our churches must be aroused. We are standing upon the borders of the greatest event in the world's history, and Satan must not have power over the people of God, causing them to sleep on. The papacy will appear in its power. All must now arouse and search the Scriptures, for God will make known to His faithful ones what shall be in the last time. The word of the Lord is to come to His people in power. The signs of the end are fast fulfilling. The time of trouble is very near us now. We are to be brought into straight places in a way in which we have not been brought heretofore. The time of trouble is near, and we are to awake to a realization of this. We are to be sure that our feet are in the narrow path. We need an experience that we have not yet had, that we may have the assurance that the God of all grace is a very present help in time of need. The time of trouble, trouble such as was not since there was a nation, is right upon us, and we are like the sleeping virgins. We are to awake and ask the Lord Jesus to place underneath us His everlasting arms and carry us through the time of trial before us. Let us turn our attention away from unimportant things and give ourselves to God. We scarcely dream of the destroying angels that already are permitted to bring disaster and destruction in their path. Shall my life be spared to act a part in the closing scenes of this earth's history? How little we know of what is going on in heaven! What fearful indifference those on this earth show to eternal realities! Souls are unprepared for what is about to take place in our world. The warning must be given. The end of all things is at hand. Again, I say to my ministering brethren in Battle Creek, preach the word. The last message of mercy is to be given to prepare a people to stand in these last days. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, that those things that cannot be shaken may remain. This is what has been presented to me, that we are asleep and do not know the time of our visitation. But if we humble ourselves before God and seek Him with the whole heart, He will be found of us.